I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass.
Loud noises!
I know kung fu.
This is madness!
Where are you?
Hello and welcome to Cobra Kai's Dojo. Come experience one of the greatest shows in the history of the internet as we bring you episode 80 of the 8-Bit Geek. We have a ton of content today as we'll bring you all the news from this San Diego Comic-Con, everything that you've missed. I am the voiceover guy for all of your favorite shows yet to exist. My name is Jeremy. And with me always are the two gentlemen who correct every mistake I make. Say your names, gentlemen.
Doug.
Kevin.
What's I can't up, wait guys? To correct your mistakes tonight. There will be a lot.
There will be a lot. I am drinking, so it could we could be on a high. We've had a lot of technical difficulties today as well. Yeah. So
that's going to throw you off your game right off the bat.
Right off the bat. And that's the reason why we started the show a little late. I just could not. Well, Doug had marriage stuff. Boring.
Whatever, man. We went and got our caterer, so we went and tried a bunch of fucking free food, man.
Nice. Okay, what kind of food?
Hamburgers and pulled pork sliders and grilled cheese sandwiches and like a mashed potato bar. So my wedding's gonna kick ass.
Wait, can I ask you something? Now, when What's you up? Try this food, do you get to try it for free? You don't have to put the deposit down or anything? You could just go in and be like, listen, I'm having a wedding. I'd like to sample your caterings.
Yeah, essentially.
Oh, my God. I got to do that for free dinners and lunches all the time.
Right. Just take your wedding ring off before you go in. Yeah, you know.
Planning a wedding.
Tasting, if we want to do another tasting, we'll be $125.
Oh,
that's a sham.
Well, okay. Go to another caterer. Hello.
No, exactly. But this one was awesome, so.
I know you're going to choose them, but you are going to go to other caterers to try them. That's what I'm getting to, man. That's what you need to do. That's how you get through life. Caterers, free food, free show. Are you going to go to a strip club and ask for a free session just to see, like, what it'd be like?
No.
For your, I mean,
wasn't planning on it, but I might now.
Are there going to be strippers at your wedding?
Well, you never know. I mean,
purchasing plane tickets now.
Shit, I wasn't crazy out here. I wasn't gonna go, but now I am.
Shit, everyone goes big in Texas, man.
That's right.
They're just gonna be in cages, like on the sides of every pew.
Be like an Aerosmith concert in the '90s.
Welcome to church. Here's the cages with the girls. All right, very nice.
And now the father-daughter dance.
Oh, no.
And they just start crying because they don't have fathers.
Oh. Well played.
Jeremy, too. Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah, thanks, sir.
I didn't even think about it until you looked to the side all sad like. Oh,
thanks for the...
Hey, you know what, though? Mm. It's like the opportune time for you to swoop in and get some.
Right? That arm, just that arm.
Like, oh, baby girl, I'll be your daddy tonight.
Let me just continue to drink. Mm-hmm. All right, so.
Oh, we could hear both of you guys at your gulping and such. Those mics are way too good for that.
I think it's too late for us to record because now we're all like real relaxed. We're like, screw it. We don't give a fuck about anything.
Fuck it. We're going live. Yeah.
Hey, this is going to be the most unfamily-friendly episode we've ever recorded.
Oh, no. There's been worse. Come on.
No, there has been worse. And this is the San Diego Comic-Con one. It should be family-friendly.
Yeah. We haven't even gotten into foot fetishes yet.
We haven't even gotten under the second line of the script yet.
Yeah, that's how you know.
It's all downhill it's from here. Go.
All right, if you do not follow us on social media, then I will tell you what you are missing. Pretty much everything important, meaningful in your life. So follow us today and to find some worth. It's the 8-Bit Geek on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. So do that to find all your purpose in life. There you go. We have a couple of serious things to kind of point out before we get to more funny. We wanted to shine some light on a young man. I don't know if he's young
How old is this guy? Do you know?
I am actually not 100% sure. He looks like he's probably maybe late 20s, early 30s.
Okay.
Oh, that's a
that is a guess. I mean, this dude, I mean, he's one of those guys that
young.
Like,
yeah.
He looks young. He could be 40 for all I know. I have no idea.
There is a gentleman named Jonathan Avila, and he goes around Texas. I've seen him at the San Diego. I've seen him at the Alamo City Comic Con. I've seen him at the Dallas Comic Con. I've seen him at Fan Days. I mean, this guy goes to all the Comic Cons as he only cosplays as one character, and it's Aquaman. And he's known as the San Antonio Aquaman. And he just had a stroke, and he's recovering from it. Well, at least they say that he's recovering. We do have an update. But his bills are pretty much astronomical. And so if you would like, in our show notes, we're going to give the link, but you can go to www.giveforward.com and search for Aquaman, and you'll find his page there, San Antonio Aquaman. You know, you can give $1 or $2 or $10 or whatever. I don't think he has the money for the hospital bills. And this guy's, I mean, he's awesome. He goes throughout all the charities, and he goes through all the hospitals and brings kids and adults some happiness and stuff. So we want to look out for that. We do have an update. Doug, I think you have the details on that, right?
Yeah, I think we first heard about this because I think Alamo City was, I think, the first one to bring it to light, at least the San Antonio probably cosplayers, because he's been very involved with the community down there. And then Dallas Comic-Con posted it. And then there's been some updates through the North Texas cosplay group that both Jeremy and I are a part of. And they posted earlier that he, this is an 8-hour-old update, so things could have changed either way. But as of 8 hours ago, he had a fever. You know, they were hoping that he would be getting better, but he was having a fever and he was having difficulty breathing without a machine, and that they were trying to kind of get him off of the machine, but they were having difficulty doing that and having him breathe on his own at this time. Again, that's 8 hours old. No one has really said much, at least on that group page. I haven't really seen Alamo City or Dallas post anything. But again, our thoughts and prayers are with him. And again, if you could, you know, just help this dude out. We see him all the time. Everyone knows him. He's just one of those guys you see at the cons, and you're just like, oh, there's Aquaman. Like, and so
he's. I mean, he's. I'll admit this. Doug and I have not always been on the like, oh yeah, go guy kind of mentality with him, because he's a larger gentleman, and so we tended to maybe laugh when we saw him because of like, oh my god, there he is again. But we don't like to see anybody in pain and suffering. So
no. I mean, that's one of those things where I mean, I don't know the guy. Like, we've never really talked to the guy. I don't know if that's just his way of just bringing like joy to people, even if it is kind of like self-deprecating in a way, because it is like a dude, you know, like I said, kind of a larger dude in a really tight Aquaman suit. Very tight. It's funny. I mean, it just is. And I think we even have a picture of him on our website from our Dallas Comic Con gallery.
Yeah.
And it's one of those that I didn't really want to go up. It was more of a picture that I snapped while we were going down an escalator just to show to Jeremy. And then I think it ended up on the site. It was because he was just, like, sitting there on the ground, like, with his phone charging, just kind of with, like, a bag. And he kind of looked homeless, given where he was all by himself up against this wall. And I was just like, oh, look, Aquaman's fallen on harder times. And it was, like, a joke for us, but it wasn't, like, we meant for necessarily to be mean. It was just that coming down that escalator and seeing that visual was just funny. I mean, it wouldn't matter if it was, like, Superman or anybody. You know, it was just one of those, just, kind of awkward and him just sitting there. And so, but you know, we want to see him again at San Antonio. He's one of those people that we almost kind of look forward to seeing at these cons, because I don't have the balls to dress up like that at a convention. Are you kidding me?
I would love to see you in an Aquaman suit at the next con. I'm gonna start a Kickstarter just for that.
Yeah. I would start one to see you in an Aquaman. Maybe we'll just both go dressed as Aquaman.
I will do it. I'll do Spider-Man.
That's the tribute. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we both go as twinsies.
Yeah. We'll go as the Power Twins or whatever they're called.
Hey, and Kevin and Nick are going this year, so Kevin can be a triplet. We could do him too.
Yeah, that's right.
No.
And we are here all we staying in the same hotel room. Bound
like
to
I said,
wow,
we would love
wow.
to see this guy again, so please give it to his Kickstarter. Kickstarter. Give forward. We've got a Kickstarter to talk about next.
Yeah. So give to his giveforward.com. That is the Aquaman San Antonio or San Antonio Aquaman. You'll find him. Do something good in the world and help this guy out.
Yeah.
The other thing that we wanted to talk about is earlier this week, we had an artist contact us via Facebook. And he showed us some very, very cool art. And it's a very cool art piece. And he's trying to put it on a T-shirt. His name is Kyle Kubrick. And he's releasing a very cool 80s-inspired T-shirt on Kickstarter. It's a limited edition T-shirt. And it's featuring the art of Arcado. And it's a celebration of classic video game arcades, arcade characters that have been long maybe forgotten or you just don't see them that often anymore. And so it looks great. We'll put a picture up. We put one up on our Facebook. Did we put one up on Twitter as well or no?
Yes, the link went to both.
Okay. So
I don't know if the picture went with it because when you post on Facebook, it just grabs the picture and Twitter doesn't do that. So.
So we got go to the website. We have a post up about this, and you can get involved. I think it's pretty cheap. I mean, for $25, you get the T-shirt and you get some extra art.
I think like you get like a print and
yeah, you get a print
know, some
and
cool
a T-shirt,
stuff.
Some really cool yeah. stuff. So
we'll
I'm
link
it.
Doing it. That the art is awesome.
Yeah, and listen, I don't want to spoil anything here, but maybe we can get him to draw me. And Kevin and Doug in the Aquaman outfits as our chubby selves.
So, just like one of your French girls.
Oh. Hey, man, my goal is by, and this is crazy, I keep thinking that the con is in October because it was in October last year. So I'm like, oh, man, Alamo City is like, it's a while away. Now we're almost to August, which means that's next month.
Yep.
Yeah, dude.
Like it's in September.
Yeah.
So it's coming up really freaking quick. But my goal is, I've been going to the gym, bro. I'm gonna be,
buff
for I'm all be, the for all the girls.
What
in cosplay? Who are you gonna be buff for? Who are you
myself?
Being buff for? Who are you?
I'm
being
not
buff
gonna
for?
Be a chubby man walking around the con no more.
Hey, Doug.
Don't worry, I'll make up for that. I'll be the chubby guy.
Doug, look at beard checks
up.
Beard
check.
Beard check. Huh? One week? 1 week?
I don't know. Dude, okay. I literally cut 2 inches off my beard on Friday.
Wow.
Look at it.
Can't even tell.
No, I know, you can't ridiculous. Even tell.
I literally grabbed it and was like, grabbed like a ponytail and there's still like 2 inches and I was like, all right, cut it there. And they just went, and then we shaped it and it's still ridiculously long. But it's not as much. I literally grab it like this and have like a good amount sticking out.
Kevin has the type of beard where you can put any design you want into it because it's so freaking thick. Yeah. Like you could literally just do anything with your face and it would look awesome.
There's a lot of things I could do with it. Never mind. That's gonna.
No. You may have, but you may have.
You're gonna be the one in our group that's gonna cosplay it. We're gonna make you do something with that.
Just shave stuff into my beard.
Wait, can you
like Wolverine? You're gonna do the mutton chops, and then we'll get you some claws, and you'll just wear like a wife beater and jeans. Like it'll be perfect.
I have.
I'll be the out of work Wolverine.
Yeah, exactly.
I have a request. Can we
Times got rough.
Can we do the Skittles commercial where you do the beard comb over?
If I could grow it, I would. Doug has a better chance at this point.
Yeah. Maybe we'll get you some extensions.
I just cut off 2 inches. If I had not cut off so much, I may have been able to do it.
I just thought about Wolverine out of work. I just think all the adamantium went to my stomach.
That's funny. Speaking of Wolverine and out of work, time for some misconnections, guys. That has two things that have nothing to do with each other.
Yeah, I like it.
You were a blonde half Asian with a bad case of gas. I was wearing red Speedos and a hockey mask. Come on, let's find that love connection that we missed. On Craigslist!
Damn, that transition was real fucking smooth.
It just got real misty.
Oh, man.
Damn, I'm getting really good.
It's like Weird Al kind of gets like the blood flowing, and then you just bring it in nice and smooth for the sex.
you just made Weird Al into foreplay. Wow.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Bring it on, baby. All right, so as we all know, San Diego Comic-Con just ended, and there's been some people looking to hook up. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to read off some of these ads that were placed on Craigslist and their misconnections for the Comic-Con. Here we go. Right. Comic-Con escalator. Run in the Hyatt. Male for male. I was going down the escalator and you ran up it. You bumped into me and I turned around and when I turned around to talk to my friend, I noticed you were staring at me. We held eye contact until the bottom of the escalator. The top of your head was bleached, and you were wearing a snapback. I was in a green hoodie. Did you want to fight? Are we in love? You tell me. Maybe we can hang out at Comic-Con, and I can show you around. I am local, you know. Tell me what color of coat it. Tell me what color your coat is, so I know it's you. Hopefully you'll see this. Did you want to fight? Are we in love?
Well, here's the part I don't get. And here I'm just being too detail-oriented. But he was going down the escalator, and the other guy ran up it.
How can
Why
you run
Why the hell
and
are they
stare?
Staring at each other until the bottom of the escalator?
He could really hurt himself.
These are some, like, lost plot holes here.
And then, I think that this is a stage 10 clinger, guys.
Yeah.
Did you want to fight? You tell me how in love we are.
Crazy in love, Beyonce.
I don't know how to read emotions.
I am a robot. All right, who wants to take the next one?
I think Doug wants this one.
Oh, come on.
I'll take it.
How did you know?
Yeah.
I mean, if you want to read it, it's whatever.
I'll take it.
All right.
Okay.
It's yours. Fuck, there's a lot of these. Holy shit.
You were a shirtless ninja with a white mask at Comic-Con. Male for male. We're getting a lot of these.
There was a ton of male for male at this Comic-Con.
Yeah, let's take a casual approach. Hey, man. I saw you walking around outside of Comic-Con as a shirtless ninja wearing a white mask. You're probably Asian, but I'm not sure. But I wanted to let you know that I think your bod is so hot and muscular. I would love to worship your pecs and nipples sometimes if you're really into that, smiley face. Hit me up if you see this post and you're interested.
Oh my god, I want that to be the title of this podcast. I'd love to worship your pecs and nipples sometime.
If you're into that. If you're not into it, I can hold out.
Yeah, maybe you could. And I like how he goes, he's straight up, don't date this guy, whoever you are, because he's obviously a racist. Just because he's shirtless ninja, you're probably Asian.
I don't know. Yeah, man, I didn't see your face. So, I mean,
you're
white.
Wearing a white mask.
I'm going to say that you're an Asian because you're a ninja with a white mask. Your bod is just so hot.
And muscular.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, it's so great. Okay. Doug, you want this one?
Sure. This is a mid-20s geeky woman. I think it's big busty woman.
Big busty
big,
woman.
Beautiful woman.
Oh, big beautiful woman. That's right.
That's big busty.
That's how it that's is on the big. On the porn sites. Don't ask me how I know.
Seeks her nerd fanboy. All right. This is a woman. All right, so the someone that I'm looking for should be funny, sweet, a geek, if not a deal breaker, but definitely gives you a leg up. Willing to give attention and loads of affection. Must be clean, no diseases, and drama-free. No kids or crazy exes.
Being tattooed is a plus, but also not a deal breaker. A chubby bunny preferred, but again, not a deal breaker.
Right.
Let's start a convo and see where it goes from there. I'm looking for dates, a potential boyfriend, a friend, and someone who's looking for the same. I'm definitely not into breaking hearts or playing games, so please don't do it to me. Also, pics are a plus. Maybe we can exchange? Please no dick pics! Reply to the subject, I should be at Comic-Con right now.
A chubby bunny.
Notice, reply in the subject, I should be at Comic-Con right now.
Oh my goodness.
ID. Oh, man. So I don't even think she went to Comic-Con. Her... She was just having some kind of nerd fanboy fix.
Yeah. I really want to find her love.
That's what I wish we had a way to like connect with these people that we read these for. Just be like, hey, tell us what happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you ever find that person?
And I'm just like, what were you thinking when you said...
We're not going to Chris Hansen these people. Just what were you thinking?
Oh, my God.
Hey, why don't you have a seat?
A chubby bunny. Yeah, we should walk in as soon as they hit the post button. Oh, that'd be funny. Okay. Well, we got two left. What do you who wants it?
No, they all want it.
She wants the D. Alright, I'll take it. Nobody's really biting here.
I'll take this one,
okay,
if you don't
take
mind.
That one.
Because it seems like the guy working behind the desk, so I figured he would be some kind of a nerd, mouth-breathing kind of dude.
Okay. So you got that character all ready to go.
Dude, I got famous over that character.
All right, let's hear it.
Oh, hi there. You bought a black t-shirt from me, and we chatted for a little bit on Thursday at Comic-Con. Probably around 11 or 12. I thought there might be someone there, but I told you your fly was down. Really romantic, right? And you zipped it up behind the shirt that you ended up buying. What booth or type of shirt was it? So I know it's you. Hoping you get back to me so maybe we can hang out. My mom's not home Thursday night.
I think we should redo the intro to Miss Connections with that frickin' voice. Oh my God. Whew. Okay. This one is a little more tamer. It's from a man to a woman, which I don't get because we're not known for that kind of thing on Miss Connections. Okay. Comic-Con Poison Ivy. You're waiting in line for... What the hell is GOT?
Game of Thrones.
Oh, I knew that. Why the hell didn't I know that? You were waiting in line for Game of Thrones across from the Omni. I felt like I should have gotten to know you. Last day, Sunday. Maybe coffee? Lunch? Or just a more cute smile from you before the weekend finishes? Winky face?
Dice, guys.
That was
guys.
Sad.
Yeah.
That was really sad.
Maybe I'll run into somewhere.
What's even worse
smile?
Is that it's Comic-Con. Okay, Comic-Con Poison Ivy. So, all right, there's about
78 of them.
Seven women that dressed like that that day. And
I'm going to start posting
about
like that.
14 of them went to the Game of Thrones thing.
They're all going to respond and be like, yeah.
Doug's got a pie chart.
These are just statistics. Okay, hold on. And let's just assume that she's not wearing the same costume the next day. He's never going to see her again.
Poor guy.
Only in his dreams.
She's gone. She has flown away.
Oh, my goodness. Well, that was this week's misconnections on Craigslist. If you have any misconnections that you'd like to share with us, please do so on our social media site or through our website. We'd love to get them from you and read them online. And, of course, you can write us your own misconnections for any three of our hosts. If it's funny enough or wacky enough or just dirty enough, we'll read it. So I know that's going to pretty much Katie's going to be all in on that.
Yeah.
She's already typing. I'm already getting tweets. She said that we should name the episode No Dick Pics, Please.
Yes. Katie, you win. Yes.
Or Please No Dick Pics, whatever the line was.
Yeah, Please No Dick Pics.
P-I-X. Damn it, that was going to be the cover photo, too.
Oh.
Doug really wanted that. He was like, oh, man.
Oh, who do you think types up these notes? I don't want to have to do that.
I don't want to stare at that big vein.
What's your extra detail with these notes this time, Doug?
Yeah, extra. Make sure you blow up the picture. You know what I'm saying? All right, gentlemen, we got so much news from the San Diego Comic-Con. There's only one way to do this, and, well, that's just to jump right into it.
It's the most spectacular, magnificent, and important news you'll hear all day.
Or not. All right, guys. According to IGN, they did a... I don't know how they did it, but they pretty much surveyed the whole internet to see what was the most popular item of the San Diego Comic-Con. And for 2 years running, Batman versus Superman has won out. And this year was pretty incredible. We got a Wonder Woman outfit.
Mm-hmm.
And it... Listen... I know I said before about the whole slender thing and not having big boobs, but she looks awesome.
Yeah, she doesn't look bad. Yeah, they pulled it off.
The costume looks awesome, and that's one of the things I think that failed with the TV show that they tried to get off the ground like 2 years ago is that the costumes look like shit. They look like gym shorts.
Yeah.
And I know I see a lot of people are like, oh, it's Xena, but then I saw another Twitter that was like, yeah, she's really been ripping off Xena since, you know, she's been wearing this outfit since the 40s. So,
I mean, there. Listen,
I think she looks awesome.
There is a lot of cues from the original outfit from the comic, and then there's a lot of updates. You know, there's not the red, white, and blue. You don't see that. It's all one color, at least from that photo that we saw. I mean, it could be multicolored. Yeah. Who knows? But it looks fantastic. She fits it well. Obviously, they put prosthetic boobies on her. Looks great.
Her push-up bra.
Dude, there's no boobs being shown. It's all armor. That's what I'm saying. It's just they can make them as big as they want with armor. They're like,
That's one of the things I remember I was talking about when we originally talked about this. You were like, oh, they're not big enough. And it was like, dude, she's wearing like a fucking armor suit. They can be whatever they want them to be.
So they
did.
It was
like 300 with the drawn-on abs.
Yeah. And the other thing is the trailer for Batman versus Superman. It was a very teaser trailer, but the entire place erupted into just a madhouse. It was nuts. If you could find the video on YouTube still, you know, last year when they announced it, it was like everyone's like, ah, but this time everyone just lost their fucking minds. And it was pretty crazy. You got to see pretty much. This thing is taking so many cues from The Dark Knight Returns. It's nuts.
Yep.
The armor, the full Batman armor when he fights Superman the second time. Isn't it the second time?
He looks like he's in a Hulkbuster armor.
Yeah.
It looks like it.
And
looks
it's like, so awesome. Right. It's still, he's still got a cape on and everything. I mean, and his eyes are glowing white. Or blue, right? It's blue?
They
blue.
They look white.
They looked white on the video, but the description said that they were blue.
I saw white in people describing it too, but I mean that could have been from what they saw also in that leaked video. So
he walks up to the bat signal, he turns it on, and then the camera pans up and you see Superman in this is where people lost their minds, and it was in the middle of the Batman logo, and then his eyes started glowing red. It was sick.
Yeah, so you know they're about to throw down. They're about to throw down.
Yeah,
like, one,
and it was
Bats
raining.
Doesn't wear that suit for no fucking reason, and then red eyes from soups. That's fucking bad news.
What are you gonna warm up your grandmother's porridge? That's all you seem to do. There's a. Doug, do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
Oh my God, you gotta go.
Wait,
look
is it
up
College Humor.
Yeah, the College Humor bad man.
The bad. Oh my. Yeah. What, is it the one where it's
Superman
it's Batman
and
Superman
Batman
on
the rooftop?
Yeah. Like, I thought we should team up.
Why? I literally am just rich and nuts. Just rich and nuts.
I'm really just rich and crazy.
And then it's like,
okay, Clark. What? I'm not Clark. No. You really think that glasses are going to confuse us?
And then Jim Gordon.
Commissioner Gordon. Gordon. Where are you? Where are you?
And he puts his glasses back on.
Oh, Gordon, there was a man here. He was right where he was standing. He lives in the shadows.
It's hilarious. And then he goes, and he's like, oh, you lost your family. Get over it. And then Superman's like, wait, didn't you lose your family? He goes, this is a little boy.
I was a little boy.
Yeah. He's like, I didn't inherit my powers from the fucking planet, from the atmosphere. It's fucking hilarious. You gotta see it.
They're college humor. They're bad man is what they're called. Uh-huh. BAD. Oh, they're so freaking. There's a really gross one.
The hilarious one where he's talking about sex all the time.
Yeah, he's like with Talia, and it's from like Dark Knight. Mm-hmm. And
I didn't see that.
The last words
it's,
were.
Oh, it's so gross, but so funny.
And Bane was right there.
Yeah.
It's just.
And then he's like, he goes like this. He
I came home and we had sex, and I just worn the suit for 6 hours. How was that? And then, the leather, it really seals in the flavor.
And then Bane's like this, and Bane goes,
I am a protector.
And then he goes,
oh, that's funny, because we didn't use any protection.
And then, he goes,
you motherfucker.
You motherfucker.
If only the movie was really like that.
Oh, you can go see it. It's pretty funny. Anyways, Joaquin Phoenix is in talks for Doctor Strange was the headline. But we have an update that saying that Phoenix is beyond the offer stage and actually in talks for the role. He has yet to accept the role, but things are moving forward, which is really crazy because when he quit acting, I believe that he went around saying that he doesn't want to do big leads. He just likes the indie kind of scene. And now, I mean, this would be a giant movie.
Yeah.
Right.
This would be crazy. So I'm pretty excited about that. Doctor Strange.
I don't know if I like him. The quitting acting thing wasn't real.
I know, but it was real for a little while.
It was real while he filmed a movie about how it was fake.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But you know,
I don't know
about.
If I like would like him as Doctor Strange. I don't know.
He is strange, so
we'll just have to wait it out and see.
It's so early
in the film, or it's so early in the project that it's not even no information's been given out yet.
Yeah,
gotta wait and see.
Oh, did you guys see the leaked? I don't know how leaked it is. I mean, it could be fake. Who knows? But Ryan Reynolds' screen test for the Deadpool.
It was so good. It was the Deadpool that everyone wants to see, not the Baraka from Wolverine Origins. And now that pretty much, the new X-Men movie kind of retconned everything, it's like this can actually happen if Fox gets off their ass, which most likely they won't, but there's been a lot of hype over the last couple of days over this trailer. So hopefully that gives them some idea that people want this movie, and I really hope it happens.
Yeah, he looked really good. Now, Doug did bring up a good point. It did look like, okay, his whole suit either looked really, really great leather or just really, I mean, or just CGI. I mean, it could be both.
I am like 100% sure that most of it was CG because even the people in the cars didn't look real. Their faces looked CG to me.
Yeah, and that's the thing. They were actually saying that trailer was a CGI test. So, I mean, that whole thing, that whole scene was pretty
much... It did look really, it still looked really good. But yeah. There was still just that something's off. Something ain't right.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, it was good. It was funny, and his voice works for that character so well. Mm-hmm.
The only other person that can do the voice better is actually Nolan North, and he's been doing Deadpool since Marvel vs. Capcom, and he also did the Deadpool game. Like, he does a great job with that.
But yeah, that'd be easy to get him to do it because you just have a dude in a suit, and then you just have his voice on it, right?
Mm-hmm. So. Exactly. Sounds pretty cool. Pretty cool. We have some casting news for The Last of Us, that video game on the PS4 and PS3 that has sold a bajillion copies. It comes out tomorrow. Yep. Reviews for it are amazing again. They say that it once again will probably be the only game 2 years in a row that get a Game of the Year edition.
That's awesome.
Sam Raimi has met with the GOT. Guys.
Oh, you got it that time.
Game of Thrones actress, Macy Williams. And she, of course, plays the little sister of the Starks. And she's a great little actress. I could see her doing that. She's 17 now.
What?
Mm-hmm. Can you believe that?
No.
Yep, she is 17.
She's just so short.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
I think that's what it is, because I'm like, no, she's like 14.
Yeah, that's what I thought,
if
too.
If she was, I don't know, man. She's really 17. She's like 11 or 12, I guess, in the first one. It's been about 5 years, so fuck, man.
I know, it goes by too fast, man.
Oh, man, dude, they started filming season 5 today.
Really?
Yeah, they announced that at Comic-Con, that like, they're like, hey, look, Jon Snow's here. Like, Sunday night, he's flying to Iceland, because he's got to start filming on Monday, like, how bad does that suck?
Oh, I know.
Thanks, guys. I had a lot of fun. I'm out.
Okay. Yeah. How bad is that to be like, I hope. I know you read the books. I know you read the books, and I know this is off topic, but I really hope that Jon Snow lives another 2 seasons. It's after. It's done after 7, right? Or 8?
Well, 8, I think, is what they said their goal was.
8 and then a movie.
Yeah, we'll see.
So
that's Community. 6 seasons of the movie.
Yep.
So in more Sam Raimi news, we are getting an Evil Dead TV show.
Yes.
He's writing it, which he's writing it with Bruce Campbell.
And his brother.
And Ted Raimi.
Which, I don't know, it's kind of strange for me, because they were talking about redoing the movie, and now it's maybe turning into a TV show. So,
Well, they already redid the movie.
No, not that remake.
They talked about doing another, it would be like Army of Darkness 2, and then they were going to do Evil Dead 2, which was going to be, and then they were going to do another movie after that where it combined the two. And then, like, that, like, blew up last summer, and it was huge, and then it just fell apart, and then Bruce Campbell went on this, like, hey, just because you read it on the internet doesn't mean that it's true, even though it was, like, direct quotes from him that it was happening.
Yeah. And Sam Raimi was going to do actual direct the Army of Darkness 2, which would have been incredible. Yeah.
So, I don't know. I could see them moving it to, and I would hope that they would be smart about it and move it to Netflix or, you know, Hulu or some, you know, an online distributor, because...
Yeah.
TV channels, because that will just censor it and make it crappy unless they put it on something like FX, which apparently right now you can get away with fucking anything.
Yeah, that's true too.
Like, FX has become HBO.
Yeah, and AMC too.
Yeah.
But one thing you guys didn't mention too, Bruce Campbell actually confirmed that he would be in it too, that he would be starring in it as well. So this is not going to be some like cheap like cash in. This is going to be like, you know, Bruce Campbell actually playing Ash. I mean, one would assume. I don't think any other role he would play, you know.
He's pretty cool.
He maybe, yeah, but I don't know if he'd be the main character, because you got to think, man, Ash would be, what, 60 years old now?
Like, oh, yeah, Bruce Campbell's deep into his 50s, so he's not going to be able to do the stuff he did. Yeah. But he's at least going to be able to play some, you know.
It would be like some other dumb kid lets it loose, and then you know, shit goes south, and then it's like, again.
Well, if they can get the actress from the first one, I mean, that remake, like, that would be perfect. She did a great job of it.
Yeah. And then he comes in, and then he has to help save the day.
Yeah.
This is my boob stick.
I love that line. That's my favorite. It's one of my favorites.
Shop smart. Shop S-Smart.
I really want to get a t-shirt of the S-Smart logo and everything. Make it happen. Someone buy it for me.
Hell to the king, baby.
Yeah.
God, he's so awesome. Godzilla 2 has been officially announced, and 3 new monsters have been revealed. Coming from Comic-Con, we have Mothra.
Of course.
We have, is it Rodan?
Rodan, I think.
Is it Rodan?
Yeah. Rodan.
Okay, Rodan. And this one, I'm, fuck. Gitteria.
What? Where the hell are you?
Gynorrhea?
I don't even see the names listed in this article that I'm looking at.
I had to search them, guys. Here, I'm going to post it in the chat.
Oh, they're in the first, like, the first three words in this article. Literally.
Ghidorah.
Mothra.
That's Ghidorah.
Oh, is it Ghidorah?
Rodan and Ghidorah.
I got it. See? Told you.
No, you said like, Ghidorrhea.
No, I said Ghidorah.
Okay, so we got Mothra, Rodan, and gonorrhea.
Gonorrhea.
Don't worry, though. Godzilla gets rid of gonorrhea just a shot.
No, man. Gonorrhea is really going to wreak havoc on Godzilla.
He's not prepared for the viruses that mankind has right now.
No. Yeah, and it's going to spread
quick. I've been
chilling
in the ocean for years. What is this?
It's gonorrhea.
It was a booty call.
I shouldn't have fucked that humpback whale.
It ended up being a sperm whale. No, enough of that.
Well, so should I drop the intro to the next segment? So Guardians of the Galaxy 2 has been announced for July 2017, which is crazy because the first one hasn't come out yet. But everyone knows that it's going to be crazy and insane.
Awesome.
And awesome. So I am so looking forward to it. I'm going Thursday. There's no way I'm waiting.
I'm going Friday morning.
I'm going Thursday, and I'm going to buy my reserved seat so I can show up 2 minutes early.
2 minutes early?
2 minutes before the show starts. Listen, I love it, man. If you go...
You're going to be that guy.
What are you talking about?
Well, the movie theater that he's talking about, you buy your and you reserve your seat online. So he literally just has to show up and then his seat is there.
Nice.
Yeah, they do reserve seats.
There's always that one person there putting their jacket there. And then you get to yell at him.
Oh, no. This is legit, man. They got leather reclining seats and they bring food out to you. And you can reserve your seat online. And you can see actually what seats are taken. And it's awesome. So, and then the people who don't reserve have to sit up front. It's so much fun. It's so funny to watch.
Actually, and as of right now, on Rotten Tomatoes, it has a 97%.
Guardians for a couple of days.
Yeah.
Wow. That's crazy. Guys, Christmas is about 5.5 months away. And it's stupid to say because I don't like that. But I have a gift that you guys can buy me. It's $200. And it is a massive 1,869-piece Batman tumbler kit.
That's pretty cool.
It looks awesome, but Doug says, for some reason.
Because I'm going to buy it for you.
Yeah.
I want it on my shelf.
If I buy this, I'm buying it for myself.
This thing looks sick.
Yeah. I really want... I saw it the other day. They have the DeLorean set that's that Cusco or whatever they're called or... That's it. It's like $35. I don't know why I haven't bought it yet, but I was like, oh, I want this. I'll buy it.
Yeah, I got to buy it too. I have to.
For $35, that's reasonable. $200. Mm-hmm. Like, Jesus Christ.
I mean, this thing is pretty massive, though. It's 5 inches tall and 15 inches long.
So your Lego minifigs don't even fit in it because they're not the right size.
Yeah, and you get two minifigs. You get Joker and you get Batman.
That's crazy. I bet they actually do fit in that. I bet they fit in that perfectly. Mm-hmm. And I wonder, does it change? Do you know if it like moves from like, you know how he like his seat like rocks back and then he gets in that like a different form?
Dude, yeah, I do not think that's going to happen. Although it'd be cool.
You can make it a different form. Just crush it.
Yeah. You can make it into the bike. Just follow the directions.
Cool.
So we have Sinister Six is set for 2016, but that will push Amazing Spider-Man 3 to 2018.
I think that one, I don't know if that one got pushed back because of Sinister Six. I just think they just straight up pushed that one back.
Good Lord. That is, it says here, there's no specific 2018 set date for Amazing Spider-Man 3, but it won't be the May date that was originally set for Spider-Man 4.
That's fucking ridiculous. I think it's because they've had like the writers have dropped out and like actors. And
I mean,
stuff
we talked about it last week about, you know, that it was in danger. And that's a long time, man. Like it. That's usually the sequels really right now, as we're getting them, it's a 2 year cycle.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Seriously, Marvel. It's like every year there's another movie there's another movie within their own universe coming out. So while it may not be like Spider-Man every time, but you know, like in this case where it's like, you know, you have Spider-Man, you know, so we got Guardians this summer, Avengers, and What's his next number?
Ant-Man.
And Ant-Man. And then the next year you've got Cap 3.
Avengers. Yeah.
And Hulk or whatever else is not. I don't know if they've really said much past that. But, you know, so it's easier to do that because you have a wider cast and stuff. But at the same time, dude, 2018, are you kidding me? Marvel's like on phase 4 at that point. Like,
yeah, and I mean, we're only going to get the third Spider-Man movie, and I mean, that's four more years.
Yeah, that's
insane.
Because Mark Webb left the project, or he was the one who was supposed to direct it, I think. He left the project, so they got to find somebody.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, I just think that the negativity surrounding, like that we said last week, you know, the second one got a lot of negative press. And they may just be scared to kind of push forward with another one. And, I mean, this has got to be evidence of it.
It's like they're doing enough to hold on to their licensing rights. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, like, just shitting all over the franchise.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's been the problem with, like, Fox and Sony this whole time. Like, Fox has done really well with recently with, like, the new X-Men movie. But, I mean, they've been kind of the same way where it's like, hey, you guys really suck at this. Could you please just stop?
Please let us have it back. They could buy it back, kind of like they did Punisher and Daredevil, but who knows? I mean, that probably cost them way too much money.
I wish they would with, like, at least, you know, Deadpool or something.
Yes.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But did you see, you know, we talk about Amazing Spider-Man being pushed back, but Sony has then moved up in its place. The movie that has taken Spider-Man's slot was on the Uncharted movie.
Based on the
Uncharted series.
Yep.
We'll see.
So that'd be cool.
They've pushed that. They've moved that up into its slot. Hmm. Into that time slot that it may
come. Interesting. And also, Daredevil is, I don't know the exact date, but I think they announced 2015, right?
May 2015
will on Netflix.
Yep.
So look out for that. That's going to be cool.
It's a shame they didn't have anything at Comic-Con this year because May obviously will come around before the next Comic-Con. So I'm sure they'll have a panel there, but it would have been cool to see something this year. Anything. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Dan Aykroyd has claimed that Ghostbusters 3 will shoot next spring. This is the 18th time he has said that it's about to shoot. So awesome. We'll see. I mean, you know, we just wanted to. So
just let everyone know again. Hey.
Yeah.
I think that I hope that they could do like Harold Ramis as a ghost. He's passed away. I would hope that they could do him as a ghost. But Aykroyd, Ernie Hudson are set to return. Bill Murray has made it clear that he's not interested. So, I mean.
That's they pretty much were in the same position we were 10 years ago. It's not going to change.
I don't think we're going to get this movie. I think that all the original cast will probably have to die away before we get another Ghostbusters movie.
Absolutely. That's exactly what's going to happen. It's going to literally, it's going to be like, oh man, all the Ghostbusters are dead. Hey, let's make another movie.
Yeah.
I think there's no one to stop us now.
Yeah. We got a tweet from you know who. She says, and this is in response to the Batman Lego Tumblr, it's 7 inches tall and 15 inches long. # no dick pics.
Get that woman a video game.
Get that woman a hobby other than listening to us. I'm just kidding, Katie. We love you. You're our number one fan and only listener.
Oh, no. There's at least like two others.
Yeah, there's like two others. Legendary has announced a King Kong prequel called Skull Island, and it's set for 2016. This came out of nowhere.
Fucking nowhere.
Mm-hmm. I didn't even
at my show notes today being like, what the hell is this? Like,
You didn't even know from Comic-Con.
Well, I missed it at Comic-Con completely because I don't know if anything, who's attached to this?
Listen, Thomas Tall announced that they have been tinkering around with it. I mean, it's going to be crazy. I mean, I didn't even think it was going to happen, but Legendary's behind it. So, it's a great company to have behind you.
Yeah.
Right now, monster movies are in, so they're probably just trying to cash in on that while it's still relevant.
Oh, man. The speculation, sorry, just kind of got me really excited, since Legendary right now is behind all these ginormous monster movies. Mm-hmm.
King Kong versus...
They're like, what if they're trying to set up a Godzilla versus King Kong movie? And it's like, holy fucking shit, that would be awesome.
That would be so awesome.
As long as you can get, what's his name, Peter Serkis to do...
King Kong?
Andy Serkis.
Why did I say Peter? Who the fuck's Peter Serkis?
Oh.
Andy Serkis.
Peter Jackson directed King Kong.
There
no,
go,
Peter Serkis is what he calls his Dark Knight in his pants.
Oh, but Andy Serkis, if they can get Andy Serkis to reprise his King Kong role, that'd be pretty amazing.
That'd be great. I'm actually kind of excited about this. I don't know.
I think it's pretty cool.
It could be pretty cool. It's a prequel, so maybe it's like, I don't fucking know, man. I have nothing.
Evangeline Lilly has been cast in the Ant-Man movie. She will be playing Hope Pym.
Mm-hmm.
And there's speculation that she might be the Red Queen. Question mark?
Okay. The Red Queen? I don't really even know who that's a bad guy.
All right, now that we have shown that we have no knowledge of our comic books.
No, that's absolutely not true. Ant-Man, though, nothing. I got nothing for you on that one.
Yeah.
But you want to talk to me about like Batman and the X-Men and stuff like that? Let's do it.
But and if you want to talk to me about comics, then let me have you talk to my friend Jason.
That's true.
Yeah.
But
beautiful mouth.
But he's
what?
Not
oh my god. We can call him up. So she's gonna
Jason
be.
Jason had a kid, and so
fell off the face of the
rest
earth.
His soul.
All right, so we got some top box office. We are already an hour into this, almost, guys.
Talking about video games.
Let's see, top box office, top five. We got number five is Planes, Fire and Rescue, making $9.3 million for a total of $35.1 million in 2 weeks. Number four is The Purge, Anarchy, making $10.5 million for a total of $51.9 million. Number three is Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, making $16.4 million for a total of $172.1 million in 3 weeks. This is very surprising to me. A movie that got marketed so much came in number two, Hercules, making $29 million. And number one, this movie did not get a lot of marketing dollars, but I did not see this.
I saw it a lot.
I only saw it once or twice.
Maybe it's because I watched the World Cup like every day, like all last month. Every time there was a commercial break, there was a commercial for Lucy.
Oh, okay.
Every fucking time. I saw that commercial so many times.
See, I've only seen it once or twice on TV, and then I've seen the trailer once at the theater.
They were showing it, I mean, literally, it was like they would do like maybe two commercial breaks every once in a while. You know, like they would do that, go back to the host, go back to that, then back to the game. So first one, Lucy, back to the host, back to commercial break, Hercules, back to the host, back to the game. Hour and a half later, it could do that again. It was just like...
Well, Lucy wins, and I take it back. I'll eat crow. $43.9 million for Lucy. And it's pretty much the way I've heard it described is the female version of The Matrix.
Cool.
No.
So I'm okay with that.
I don't know how... I mean, except that she's not in a computer. Like,
She is the computer. No, just the not the actual movie, just the concept, you know, kind of surrounding it. Like, powers.
She's learned to unlock her mind and stuff so she can do whatever the fuck she wants.
Yeah, exactly.
The movie with Bradley Cooper is pretty much a female version of that.
Oh, but you had to take a pill for that.
It wasn't Invincible. What was that movie called?
No.
Unstoppable. Sure. No, it wasn't either.
No,
I don't know which one you're talking about. It was that one where he took the drug and then he was like, I'm a super genius.
That's the same thing, dude. Same movie. And
no,
they all ripped off Lawnmower Man.
I did not. Lawnmower Man, you had to be hooked up to a computer in VR.
Well, it was the 90s. What do you expect?
And then in the other movie, it just made him smarter. This movie, she like controls the galaxy.
She becomes. Like Neo from The Matrix.
Oh, no. Here we go.
I am stopping this now. There is a report going around that Google is purchasing Twitch for 1 billion simoleons.
Yeah. Hey, we talked about that before. There was just a rumor then, and now it's pretty much set in stone.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah. YouTube owns... Here's the problem with Google stuff. I love their technology. I hate everything about setting it up. I hate Google Plus. I hate Google Hangouts because it just...
All of a sudden, we shut down.
Yeah,
Google's watching this.
It's so weird. Like everything is like they've said before. They build things as engineers, not as consumers, and everything is overcomplicated. And they think everybody's a techie. And as much of a tech guy as I am, I still get just confused as shit on a lot of their stuff. So. Let's just hope it doesn't. They don't take that with take Twitch and do the same thing.
Yeah.
So,
I don't think they're really going to touch Twitch. If anything, like I said last time, I really hope this means they're just going to give more funding to Twitch, so that way they can really add more servers, take less of the lag out. Because right now, there's about 30 to 45 seconds between what you see on the screen and what people see in the chat room. So, I mean, it's just like it's way out of touch. If you're playing like a game where they're trying to be like, "Hey, turn around, you missed something." You're going to catch it 40 seconds later.
And then you turn around and you go, what'd I miss?
Yeah. So it's just, that's the biggest downside to Twitch right now. Yeah. Especially when you have other sites that can do it like almost aimlessly, but they're paid sites. You know, it's like for Twitch to offer it for free is cool. But the fact is that's the sacrifice you make.
You get what you pay for.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hopefully Google will turn that around.
So, Firefly Online is reuniting the entire show's cast. And so it's pretty cool if you're a big Firefly fan and you like MMOs. Firefly Online is an MMO. So it's pretty neat, man. Pretty cool.
You get to build your own ship. I think you get to do upgrades and all that fun stuff. Fly around the galaxy, do your thing, build your crew. It's early stages right now. It doesn't really look fantastic yet.
No, it doesn't.
Hopefully they can turn that around. But it is cool that they were able to kind of get some of the cast members involved. They're all, like, they just all love the show. And they should, because it was a great show. So.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of space, I know that Kevin and I are just, anything that we can get out of this game is really exciting, as you can tell.
Yeah.
The next Mass Effect might be about you and yours. So the next Mass Effect will not revolve around Commander Shepard and crew, according to BioWare. In their Comic-Con panel. However, the game's hero will have something to do with N7. And if it's not about Shepard, it is your hero. And so they also showed off the new Mako Land Rover that was in the original Mass Effect. And it was referred to as your Mako as well. And so I think that this game will have a ton of customizability. And I can't wait. I love Mass Effect. Very cool stuff. So,
and from what I hear on this too, is just it's supposed to take place after Mass Effect 3. So we're gonna have that post galaxy where there's aliens on other planets that are stuck there, unless somehow the Mass Effect fields get rebuilt. You know, but who knows about that?
Yeah.
So
maybe privately funded corporations have one.
Cerberus comes back. Who knows? Yeah, I mean, they only just showed like conceptual art, and it looks great. But I mean, like they said, it's a few years off, so don't even get your hopes up yet.
And I'm really scared too, because of the fact that anything in the past BioWare has come out with has been phenomenal. But after the EA acquisition and the Star Wars MMO has come out, both of the BioWare founders have left the company, and so now it's just EA running it. And we all know what EA has done to a lot of companies, and I'm afraid for the same thing to happen. We've seen some great games come out of EA, but we've also seen a lot of bad ones. So I really hope...
You still have Hudson there. I can't remember his first name, but he's still there, but they're not... His team, the main Mass Effect team, is not working on Mass Effect. They've got a whole other team working on it. They pretty much just let him lay the groundwork down for him.
Mm.
Yeah, I can't remember his first name, but it's Hudson. He's still with the company, though.
Is he one of the doctors or no?
Doctor? No. I'm talking about like the developers.
So the Mass Effect developers are all still together, but they're not working on the game.
Right. They're working on something completely different. See, they talked about that at E3.
I'm scared.
Did you hear also, sorry, you're talking about Mass Effect and BioWare and all that stuff. Did you hear that Obsidian, they like set something, I guess, at their Comic-Con panel about how they still meet monthly to talk about a new Knights of the Old Republic game?
Really?
Like KOTOR 3.
That'd be great.
Apparently, they meet monthly for like a 3-hour meeting just to talk about, like, brainstorm and talk about doing another Knights of the Old Republic. I don't know how, because I'm pretty sure they don't have rights to do that, but
That would be awesome, though.
Yeah. I mean, their game, okay, BioWare's was so much better. The first Knights of the Old Republic was so much better than Obsidian's second one. But I would much rather have another Knights of the Old Republic, like, single-player game than play the MMO. I enjoyed the MMO, but it's one of those games that's like, it's done, it's over, I'm done with it. Give me a single-player one that has a phenomenal story.
Yeah, and that's the thing is they were like, well, we don't need to make a single-player one because the online will just keep going and going. But then people stop playing, so it's not going to keep going and going.
Yeah,
right.
So, Grand Theft Auto 5 is coming to the PC this fall, of course, as everyone knows. Don't correct me on my intro, sir.
It looked like you were about like reading the thing. I was like, that's not what it says, dude. It's not five.
I am setting it up and you ruined it.
You're doing a setup. That's why I was like, oh, my bad.
If you cannot wait for Grand Theft Auto 5, then you may want to look into Grand Theft Auto's 4. They have it's a great, amazing mod. It's called Ice Hancer. Or maybe it's Icy Hancer. I don't know. It's the internet. They do weird shit. They just released the 3.0 of their mod, and it makes Grand Theft Auto 4 look just phenomenal. They put real world vehicles in it, and it looks like it just got released. I mean, this thing is incredible. The character models have not been updated so well, so those don't look as good. But the environments and the cities just look crazy. It looks crazy good. So if you want to do that, download that mod that got released this week as well. We have a Walking Dead season 3 confirmation, and Tall Tale has yet to say if the game will feature Clementine as the lead character.
We'll find out. There's still one more episode left in season 2, so yeah.
So what we season... do have a season 3 coming.
Yeah, season 2, episode 4 just came out last week. I finished it, and I'm loving it. Like, I'm really curious to see what's going to happen in episode 5. They're really starting to thin the herd, so to say.
Mm.
Nice. And, of course, we've got the Tales of from the Borderlands coming out soon, and then they got the Game of Thrones. Telltale is fucking busy.
Yeah.
Mm.
Man, and I'm sure they're going to do another Wolf Among Us. Apparently, you know, that game is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I may have to get into it. I don't know. I don't have the patience anymore. I don't know, man. I know it's story driven, and I know it's really great. Maybe I just need to give it its chance.
Think about it like you're playing a TV show. You know, so I mean, it's that kind of. It's a story, the pacing and stuff like that. I mean, it's not. And you know, they're not action games. They're very much. You know, it's literally like either
choice
playing
making.
Through a book or. Playing through a TV show, but you're playing as the characters.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's kind of a lot more of that sort of pacing. So sometimes it gets fucking intense. And then there's times where, yeah, I mean, you're just walking around talking to people and building story and stuff. Hmm. But the Wolf Among Us one was great. The season 1 of The Walking Dead was fucking amazing. I have not played season 2 yet because I have to sit down and play it all. Like, I just can't do it in, like, you know, you have to play the chapter all the way through. I can't like stop.
Yeah. There's one more episode left. Then you get to binge.
Exactly. So they take like 2 to 3+ hours to beat a chapter.
Mm-hmm.
And the 400 days one was amazing. I want more of that one. The 400 days DLC for season 1 was so fucking cool.
And they were short and sweet too, which is nice about that
one. But they all kind of related in a way. And then like, it was like a missing person's board, and you just went up and you just like there's like 5 or how many characters, and like you would like select that one, like, oh, what happened to this person, and you go play their story, like, oh, what happened to this person, you go play their story. It was so cool.
That's neato.
Good stuff.
I wish I had something to add to it.
I like Walking Dead. They had a season 5 trailer at Comic-Con.
Oh, my God. It was so fantastic. I know Doug has not watched it yet because he don't want anything getting ruined. So what we're going to do, Kevin and I are going to go scene by scene and break it down right now.
No.
Doug takes his earphones out. Nope, I'm done. All right. So
Deuces,
we have...
drop the mic.
We have the top sellers for the USA for gaming this week, coming in at number 5. This is all information good up until July 19th. So number 5 is the 3DS version of Pokemon X and Y, selling 17,000 copies. Number 4 is the PS3 version of Minecraft, selling 21,000 copies. Number 3 is the 3DS version of Tamagotchi Life, selling 22,000 copies. Number 2 is the Xbox 360 version of Minecraft, selling 26,000 copies. And again, for what, the 4th week in a row, is the number 1 game in the country, Wii U, Mario Kart 8, selling 39,000 copies.
That's
so
retarded.
There's that. Eh? Well, everyone's getting them now because they have a deal where if you buy Mario Kart before July 31st, if you register it with Club Nintendo, you get another free game to go with it, like New Super Mario Brothers or Legend of Zelda Wind Waker.
That's what it is. I mean, that's exactly what it is. Like,
so we'll see what
happens. If I had a Wii U, I would 100% go do that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, so we have a little bit of comic news. We haven't done comic news in a while. But Coming out of San Diego Comic-Con, actual comic news.
That's fucking crazy. Who would have thought?
What?
Marvel has announced 3 Star Wars comics for 2015. Doug, did you read through this?
I did not read this one. I read the one about the books. So I kind of... Because they have a bunch of new books coming out, too, now.
We have Star Wars is the flagship title. It will star Luke, Leia, and Han Solo. And then we have Star Wars Darth Vader. And then we have Star Wars Princess Leia. And what's interesting is, of course, all of these will be canon. So
That's why I'm really interested in these, as well as the new books are coming out, because now that it's like, oh, here's a look at the first official canon books.
Mm-hmm.
So, and there was not really that many that I thought were too interesting. It was a lot of like, again, everything after, like, or during the original trilogy. And some of the newer ones as well. Like it was within a timeline that already existed. It was like nothing outside of it. It was nothing after Return of the Jedi. It was nothing before Phantom Menace, which I thought was kind of bullshit. Cause that's like the best storylines when it's not within that fucking like 40-year time frame.
Mm-hmm.
That's just me. I don't know. What the fuck do I know?
And you know that they're not going to get into too far ahead too, because they want the films to dictate the canon and not the books.
Oh, absolutely.
Not the books and not the comics. So,
yep.
So we won't get any kind of cool storylines until we actually see the movies. So, with that, we are going to see what we're watching, guys.
Yay.
Yay.
Are you watching closely?
All right, Doug, kick us off, man. What are 3 things that you are watching, reading, or playing that you recommend?
All right. Okay. I've got like one of everything. Let's start with reading. I think I talked about it a little bit last week, Gone Girl. Finished Gone Girl. I know who did or didn't do anything.
Okay.
Yeah, I know what happened in that one, because you remember, it's about the woman that goes missing, and you know, like, oh my god, did her husband kill her or not? I don't know, the movie looks fucking awesome. Again, go watch the trailer. Ben Affleck looks like, I mean, just looks good. So I finished that. So good. If you want to read it. You have until October before the movie comes out. I played Battle Block Theater.
Mm-hmm.
I got it on Steam during the summer sale for like $1.50 or something like that. I don't remember how cheap it was. And then like a week later, I got on Xbox because it was their free game for the month. So I've been playing it on like both systems because it's funny. It's just a platformer.
Mm-hmm.
And then watching, I got to see an early release of The Expendables 3.
And how was it?
Oh, 3 weeks early. I have not seen any of the other movies, so let me just preface it with that. Like, I have no idea what the fuck this series is about, except it's a bunch of old action stars.
You are missing out on some great movies.
Oh my god! So, dude, it was so much fun. Like, just cheesy fucking dialogue with amazing action. It was everything that every action movie should ever be. Mm-hmm. It was great.
Yeah. Now you have to go back and watch the other two.
Yeah. Okay, so they bust Wesley Snipes out of prison, right?
Hey, okay, la la la.
Oh, that's real life.
La la. La la.
No, listen. Okay, one, obviously.
No, that's how they got him to be in the movie.
Yeah.
I'm not watching this, man.
No, listen, this is really funny. So
don't ruin it for me.
He's out of prison, and they ask him why he was in prison. Like, so what did you do to be in prison? You know, whatever. And he's like, tax evasion. like giving like a smart ass answer, like, I'm not telling you what I actually did to get into prison, like, you know, but is like tax evasion. Like,
yeah, they do.
Wesley Snipes, that's exactly why you went to prison.
No, I mean, in the other movies, they do the exact same thing. They reference real world issues with all of them. It's awesome.
Yeah. And there was some good stuff. I mean, Arnold said, I'll get to the job or whatever he says. Oh,
spoiler
so fucking
alert.
Funny.
Spoiler alert. You're ruining it for us.
That literally.
Just shut up and say it was good.
In the trailer.
I haven't even watched the trailer because it's going to be the best. Yeah. It's going to be the movie of the summer.
It was good.
All right.
It needed more Harrison Ford.
He was only there for a little bit. A little short.
Because he has a mouth on him, and for some reason, when Harrison Ford cusses, it's like, you're like, holy shit.
Because it's like an old man now. Like, an old man cussing is so funny.
And he's so, he has such a gruff voice now that, like, I want, like, if we could just take that attitude and just put it in Han Solo in the new trilogy, because you know that's how Han Solo is. Mm-hmm. You know, he's fucking seen some shit.
Oh, yeah. I think that we're going to get that. I mean, of course, without the swearing, but...
with the swearing, though, it's what sells it.
They'll have to bring Samuel Jackson back where he can swear.
Get off my Falcon.
All right, Kevin, you go, and then I'll bring up the caboose this time.
All right. Once again, like I was saying earlier, I finished episode 4 of The Walking Dead season 2, and it was fan-frickin-tastic. One more episode left to go on that, so I'm looking forward to that. I broke down and got myself one of those Marvel subscriptions for digital. So I ended up finally getting to read Deadpool versus Carnage, and I'm 3 issues in, and it's really good so far. I think it's only a 4-issue series. Either that or only 4 issues have been left out so far. It's really good stuff, really funny. You know, like I said, Deadpool's getting his ass handed to him by Carnage, and it's Carnage is like, why isn't he dead? And he just keeps coming back, you know, the way Deadpool does. I've been reading that. And then as far as watching stuff goes, I haven't really seen anything new this week. Just been catching up on shows that I, you know, just should be watching, like, you know, Defiance and stuff like that. I wanted to start watching Dominion, though. I've heard great things about that. And plus it's got, what's his name? Anthony Head from Buffy, the Vampire Slayer. So, the Protector. So, or not the Protector, the Watcher, excuse me. So, he's in it. So, I really want to start watching that show and see how it goes. It's on Sci-Fi Channel. And that's me. Apparently, Sharknado 2 either came out or is coming out soon, too.
The 30th. It's like the 31st or something.
Yeah, 30th or 31st.
Oh, okay.
Let's see. I watched a couple movies this week. I didn't see it in the theater. I did watch it. It's Divergent. I actually watched. It wasn't bad. But it did come off as a you know, pretty much a what's it called? Ripoff.
Hunger Games
ripoff. I still recommend it. It was still a good movie. So. At least it wasn't, you know, at least the lead girl wasn't like a little scared little girl who is confused about everything. So, and then I watched 3 Days to Kill. I don't know if you guys have heard that one with Kevin Costner.
Sounds familiar.
It's okay. It wasn't that good.
Yeah.
And I know I'm late to the party on this. I just started Saints Row 4, and it is probably the greatest game I've ever played in my life. It is so much fun. Okay, I'm probably not the greatest game, but right now it is. It is so funny. I know I'm so late to this, but they have a gun called the dubstep gun. And you shoot people, and like the whole crowd dances and the cars are going up and down and you can actually kill people with it. And I mean, it's a ton of fun. And it really reminds me of the game that Kevin and I really enjoyed on the Xbox. Stupid game. What's it called? Crackdown. It really reminds me of Crackdown, and I'm having a ton of fun with it because I'm jumping around the city and flying and gliding, and it's a lot of fun. So I definitely
there's no point of even getting in a car at that point.
Oh no, you no, no, just there's
run around
not.
The city and fly.
I have not picked up. The only thing I've really done is fly the alien ships, and that's it. And but I'm mostly flying around the city now, and so it's pretty dope. It's dope. So that's what we got going on. So everybody. That's our show. I hope that you enjoyed it. All the San Diego Comic-Con stuff. Once again, this is coming at the end of the show, but please don't let kids listen to this. If you already have, you're a bad parent.
Yeah.
So.
A little late for that. Oh, my gosh. Also, don't forget to check out the Give Forward thing for Jonathan Vila, or Aquaman San Antonio. And also check out the... Arcado Kickstarter. We'll have the links and all that fun stuff in our show notes.
Yeah, so pretty cool stuff. I am Jeremy. That's Doug. That's Kevin. And we are the 8-Bit Geek. See you next week.
Bye.